What kind of intangibles do you think you bring to the table?
I think I'm extremely competitive. You know, I have a want to win, a will to win, want to be the best, all that stuff. And I think I've got great leadership, great work ethic, everything that you think that I think you need to be in a quarterback off the field and in the locker room, I think I have. And I think on the field, I think my film speaks for itself.
When the Eagles talk to you about the possibility of playing in a big sports town, passionate sports town like Philadelphia, what's your response about how you handle that mentally?
It's nothing that's going to be an issue. I know they've got a really passionate fan base and really passionate fans, and if that's the case, it'd be awesome. I mean, win some games there and become the favorite guy of the town, and again, it's not a concern for me.
Is it pretty special for you two, you and Carson, that you guys are going to go 1-2 in this draft and forever
yeah.
in history be linked together?
Yeah, very special. I think it's going to be a cool thing for both of us, and we're both excited. Like I said, when the trades went down, we kind of texted back and forth, and we're excited about it. And I know our agent's excited, and it's going to be a good time.
Is there competitive juices that get going?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we've talked about it. We were just doing a radio interview, and we were talking about when we're throwing, we throw together. Some days we throw together, some days we throw separately. When we throw together, it'd be like, if he made a good throw, I'm like, all right, now I need to make a good throw. And I'm sure it was the same, vice versa. And so, yeah, it was good competitive juices, and again, I think it was really beneficial for both of us in the long run.
You mentioned that you had really, you know, met Carson before. When did you like first even know he existed? When did you ever first hear
of him? Well, I knew there was a program. It was extremely successful. I knew that he was good. Probably the first time I heard about him was probably during the season. I'm not really sure exactly when, but met him down in January. And again, it's been really beneficial for both of us. I think he'd say the same thing. We've kind of had a friendly competition through this whole thing, and it's been we're both very unselfish people, very, you know, just kind of team players, and so it's been a really good experience.
When the Eagles traded up to get the number 2 pick in the draft, how excited were you? Basically, because they said they're going to take a quarterback, so top 2 quarterbacks are going to go there.
Yeah, no, man, again, we texted, and right when it happened, it's kind of, you know, it was kind of like congratulations to both of us. You know, we kind of know we're going to be at one of those 2 spots, and it was exciting.
When was the last time you heard from the Eagles or talked to them?
My visit.
Yeah?
Yep.
What was that like? What was your impression of the coaching staff and
awesome.
The people you met?
Awesome. Really, really, like I said, really well-run organization from the top down. Coaching staff's awesome. Players are awesome. They're doing a good thing there.
How about their offense and the things that they went over with
good.
You? How does
really
it compare
good.
To what
yeah.
you
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of similar stuff and there's a lot of different stuff. And it's just like any other offense in the NFL, it's kind of they do a lot of stuff. And but it's a good, well-run offense.
How do you handle the balance between trying to be humble but also being confident? I mean, how did you approach that?
You have to toe the line a little bit. I think you want to show confidence. You want to show like that you know that you're a good player and you know you can be the guy. At the same time, you don't want to come off as, you know, cocky or, you know, full of yourself. So yeah, there is a little bit to that. But as quarterbacks, we're 9 times out of 10 we're pretty good at doing that. We've talked to the media a million times and know how to, you know, do that. So it wasn't, you know, an issue or anything. It was just be yourself and show who you are and know that you have to be confident to play the position.
A year ago, the story was about the top 2 quarterbacks that weren't here. Why was it important for you, and what is it? Is it exciting for you to know that tomorrow night you're going to hear your be in person to hear your name called?
Absolutely. I think it's a good experience. I think it's awesome to be here, and, you know, it's more than I could have ever really imagined. You kind of come here and they tell you about how crazy it is and how fun it is and how fast it goes, and you don't really know what to expect, but when you're here, it's... Again, I'm still trying to soak it all in and trying to. I mean, I've got 100 guys around me right now. I'm trying to enjoy it, but it's going to be a cool experience. I'm excited for it.
What was the craziest question you got along the way, like at the combine or something?
Yeah,
like that?
This is one I've told a few times. It's this guy, coach for, I forget which team. It was in the train station. he asked me. I think he asked all the quarterbacks this because we were talking about it at the combine. He said, "If you're on a bus and you're going down like a windy road." I think it was like in the mountains. You're on a bus, and all of a sudden the brakes go out in the bus. Where do you want to be sitting? And everyone, I think most people would be like, "Oh, in the back. Like, I want to be as far away from the crash as possible." And as quarterbacks, I said in the front. Most guys said either in the front or in the driver's seat, and that's kind of what they want to hear.
Leader.
Exactly.
How prepared do you feel you are to step in right away from day one and be the guy for whatever team it is that takes you?
Again, not for me to decide. I think I'm going to work as hard as I can and get as ready as I can and hopefully be ready to play. But at the same time, if that's not the case and that's their decision, I'll be totally fine with that as well. I want to play. Obviously, everyone wants to play, and I'm going to work as hard as I can to get to that point. But, you know, if that's not their decision, it's not their decision.
Have you talked to the Eagles since they traded up for the number 2 pick?
Not directly, no.
When you heard the news about Sam Bradford requesting a trade, would that be awkward coming to Philadelphia at all with that situation?
I don't know much about it, so yeah. I don't have much to say about it.
How nice is it just to forget about football for an hour and get on with the kids today?
Oh, it was great. It was great to see these guys run around and get a chance to play with them and have some fun. I mean, just actually enjoy yourself. And I love doing stuff like that with kids and throwing the ball around and letting them run around. They had a lot of fun, and so did I.